A tennis coach stands courtside, watching his student struggle with her serve. The traditional approach? Bark corrections. Bend your knees more. Follow through. But this coach asks instead, which way is the ball spinning when it leaves your racket? The player pauses, focuses intently on her next serve, and suddenly her technique improves without a single instruction given. This deceptively simple shift reveals a profound truth about human performance. We don't lack potential. We lack awareness of what we're already doing. The equation is elegant. Performance equals potential minus interference. Most leadership adds knowledge or skills, piling more onto people's plates. Coaching does something radically different. It removes the interference blocking natural ability. When AT&T asked customer service operators to track just two variables, how they listened and how they talked, customer service ratings soared, along with speed and accuracy. No one told them to be more courteous. They simply became aware of what they were already doing, and that awareness naturally elevated their performance. This isn't motivational theory. It's cognitive science revealing how human beings actually learn and grow. Awareness and responsibility form the foundation of effective coaching. Yet most workplaces systematically undermine both. When a supervisor barks, "Get a ladder," and none appears, the worker shrugs, "Couldn't find one." Ask instead, "Who's willing to get a ladder?" And a volunteer searches until he finds one. The difference? Choice creates ownership. Commands create minimal compliance. This explains why traditional management produces professional victims, people who report problems but never solve them. Awareness works similarly. Telling someone to watch the ball changes nothing. Asking, which way is the ball spinning, forces close observation, and performance transforms automatically. Research confirms this. We retain 70% of what we discover ourselves, but only 10% of what we're told. Our brains value our own insights far more than borrowed wisdom, which explains why coaching produces results that traditional instruction cannot match. The GROW model, goals, reality, options, will, provides a proven structure used from Olympic training to Fortune 500 boardrooms. This counterintuitive sequence builds awareness and responsibility. Starting with goals seems backward, but assessing reality first produces modest ambitions constrained by past performance. Swimmer John Neighbor demonstrated the alternative. After watching Mark Spitz win 7 golds in 1972, he set an audacious goal despite being 5 seconds behind Olympic pace: break the world record. He calculated that over 4 years, he needed to improve by just 1/5 of an eye blink per hour. Result? Gold medals in both backstroke events at the 1976 Olympics, with world and Olympic records. Reality demands objectivity without judgment. Questions beginning with what, when, where, and how much elicit facts. Why questions trigger defensiveness. In options, quantity trumps quality. What if there were no obstacles? Bypasses limiting assumptions. Will transforms conversation into commitment. What will be done, when, and how success gets measured. On a scale of 1 to 10, how committed are you? Reveals genuine intention versus polite agreement. Coaching transforms leadership when embedded in daily practice. Organizations progress through 4 cultural stages. Impulsive cultures breed blame and fear. Dependent cultures rely on command and control, generating compliance without commitment. Independent cultures celebrate individual excellence but lack collaboration. Interdependent cultures, the highest performing, achieve partnership, trust, and collective responsibility. Traditional management operates in dependent and independent zones. Coaching creates interdependence, where leaders and team members collaborate as equals. When Lind Engineering implemented coaching leadership across 6 countries, safety incidents dropped 74%. Leaders asked questions, helping workers recognize risks and own solutions rather than enforcing rules. Michelin replaced hierarchy with coaching worldwide under CEO Jean-Dominique Senard, extending this approach across 105,000 employees in 17 countries. performance consultants documented an average 800% return on investment. Google's data analysis revealed psychological safety, the freedom to take risks without punishment, as the most important factor in high-performing teams. Listening matters more than questions. Being truly heard is rare. Most people simply wait their turn to speak. Questions must flow spontaneously from genuine listening, not be mentally prepared in advance. When formulating your next question while someone speaks, they sense your absence. Beyond words, observe tone and body language. Monotone delivery signals low interest. Animation suggests awakening ideas. Forward posture indicates engagement. Folded arms suggest resistance. When words and body conflict, the body reveals truth. High salaries no longer secure top talent in competitive markets. Workers increasingly seek significance, impact, and values alignment. Leading companies position meaning and purpose as the ultimate competitive advantage. UBS Warburg's vice chairman noted candidates specifically asking about social responsibility during interviews. High performers routinely accept 30-40% pay cuts to pursue more meaningful work in the voluntary sector. Coaching addresses this through structured dialogue. Questions like, what's your dream? What difference would you love to make? And how does your work contribute to something larger? Spark discoveries leading toward authentic purpose. This energizes performance far more effectively than bonuses or promotions. The pivotal shift moves from victim mentality to creator consciousness, from passively receiving circumstances to actively creating meaningful contributions. An engineer reframes technical work as solving human problems. A manager sees their role as developing future leaders rather than just hitting targets. Organizations embracing this approach report improved retention and engagement, plus unexpected benefits: increased innovation as people bring full creativity to meaningful challenges, stronger collaboration as teams unite around shared purpose, and resilient cultures that weather difficulties by staying connected to their deeper why. Coaching transforms leadership from creating dependency to fostering interdependence, shifting from command and control to facilitate and empower. Research shows most people use only 40% of their potential at work, with fear being the primary block. Releasing this requires a coaching mindset, viewing everyone as capable and resourceful. This belief must be authentic because it conveys through subtle cues: 55% facial expression, 38% tone, only 7% words. The Rosenthal-Jacobson study proved when teachers believed randomly selected students were intellectual bloomers, those students showed significantly greater improvement, making belief in potential self-fulfilling. Building others' self-belief requires three shifts: letting go of control, embracing uncertainty, and helping others become independent. This means resisting the urge to provide solutions, allowing learning from mistakes, and celebrating progress over perfection. The most successful coaching leaders measure impact not by how much others need them, but by how well others succeed without them. As automation advances, unlocking human potential becomes the most valuable leadership skill. Coaching represents both the high-performance culture organizations seek and the process driving transformation. The essential qualities – awareness, responsibility, self-belief, emotional intelligence, authenticity, agility – already exist within people. The coach creates conditions where these natural capacities flourish. Organizations with strong coaching cultures experience higher engagement, better retention, and superior financial performance. Microsoft, under Satya Nadella, transformed through coaching leadership, emphasizing growth mindset and continuous learning. The future belongs to leaders who coach rather than command, who inspire rather than instruct. Unprecedented challenges, climate change, technological disruption, evolving workforce expectations, demand approaches traditional command and control cannot navigate. Here's your choice. Will you provide all answers, creating dependency? Or will you ask questions, unlocking unimagined potential? The tennis coach didn't fix the serve. He asked which way the ball was spinning. sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is trust the answer already lives inside the person before you.